previously on the Crafty Beer Girls podcast. And we have some special guests today we're very excited about. They're the specialist. We got Jackie. Let's see. I always get your last name.
King.
Yeah. Jackie King.
It's hard. It's a hard one.
I know, but don't you have
How do you pronounce that?
the K is silent. No, it's Ing.
Ing. Jackie Ing. Got it. What?
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Anywho.
Holy shit.
Guess who else we've got here, guys? It's Amy Ernham.
The J and the B are silent.
Yeah.
Jamie Burnham.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the great state of Utah. You know, when Mormon pioneers settled here on July 24th, 1847, and proclaimed, "This is the place," they weren't kidding. From our majestic mountains to our numerous national and state parks, to our plentiful historic landmarks and innovations, to our many outdoor adventures and activities, to the internationally known Sundance Film Festival, there is something for everyone in this state, including drinking. Now, it's interesting to note that peppered across what is known as the Beehive State are about 35 craft beer breweries, around 15 or so distilleries, 11 wineries, 2 cideries, and a meadery. Many of these local businesses are nationally recognized with an abundance of awards and accolades. And if that weren't enough, we have a ton of successful and award-winning home brewers, as well as several homebrew shops like the Beer Nut and Salt City Brew Supply. We have many homebrew clubs like the Hop Bombshell and Louder Day Brewers. Utah even has a chapter of the Pink Boots Society. Now, I know, hey, sure, we have some wonky drinking laws thanks to the Utah State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Services, but make no mistake, Utah is a melting pot for all things alcohol. From as far north as Logan, to as far south as St. George, to as far east as Vernal, and as far west as Tooele. No matter where you live or travel within the state of Utah, you're guaranteed to quench your thirst with beer, spirits, cider, and the like made here locally. Now, here for your listening pleasure is part one of a reunion of sorts. From craftybeergirls.com, our two wildly popular and well-known craft beer lovers. They are here to school you with their knowledge of Utah's ever-growing, ever-popular, and ever-changing craft beer scene. Here now are certified Cicerone Lauren Lurch and sister missionary of Utah craft beer, Jenny Schaefer. This is the return of the Crafty Beer Girls podcast. Why don't you bring the microphone to your face as opposed
to
leaning?
Get your body comfortable and then bring the mic to you. Yeah.
What are you, new?
No, you scooch in.
Look at what she's doing.
You don't wear it. It's not a lapel. Is that what those are called?
Oh, a lavalier mic, yeah.
A lavalier.
Well, you said get comfortable and bring it to me.
Yeah, well, not
now we
that
gotta push the table to her. Look how far away
your,
she is.
Scoot your chair in.
Yeah, bring it.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. One more time.
I feel so trapped.
Now bring the mic up here. So the little leggies are over the front.
There you go. There. Yeah.
And then if you want, you can even go further with this thing on.
Yeah,
like
the gooseneck. You can bend that down like there.
There you go. Look at that.
See, look at that.
Are you comfortable?
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. This is exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's
I went.
Right.
Thanks. Hey, hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can
I'm
find
this. I'm whelmed.
Thank you.
I feel like I took a time machine to the before times.
BC, before Corona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the time traveler's wife?
I haven't seen that, but I get the reference and... No,
I don't know what that is.
It's a book and a film.
It's a book, a very movie, popular book. And a TV show now. They just,
is it?
It's a series on HBO.
Oh, by the way.
So there's lots of sex.
Is there?
Well, there's nudity because when you time travel, you have to be naked.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
Like
what
the
happens
guy.
If you're not?
Well, he doesn't. It's not voluntary.
Your
he
clothes
just
aren't fashionable where you wind
so
up.
So his clothes just fall into a pile, and he just goes, and then he has to like go and steal clothes wherever he goes because he's naked.
It's not quite the fart sound I was expecting.
Hold on. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Oh my
so
God.
I don't know how you want to start this off.
Probably the same way we always do. We're live. No, we're not.
Recording live from...
Well, we technically are live.
But nobody's listening.
That's...
I can't talk. I've got to be able to talk.
No.
She's already freaking out.
We're recording live.
Where you don't even know where your beer is.
I do. It's right here.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Well, this was an exercise in futility. All right. Thanks for listening.
Jenny.
What are you doing?
Oh, she's injecting CBD into her veins.
Oh. Can I have some of that?
Mm-hmm. She's letting it soak in under her tongue. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to her.
Oh,
don't
okay.
Look at her.
Put it under your tongue.
You mm-hmm. absorb it absorbs better when it's under your tongue.
Okay.
So you let it rest in there as long as you can like handle it.
Well, you know? Like 30 seconds or so.
What happened? Does it burn or something? If you
no. Oh. It's so it gets in your system.
Yeah.
It's sublingual tincture.
Tincture.
Oh, sublingual.
So I would start with like 50
of these eyedroppers?
No. 50 milligrams. Oh, 50. Or 50 milliliters,
Jesus
sorry.
Christ, that's a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll I can't started. See the drops. Was that 8?
How do you open this?
Oh my gosh.
Help me.
It's childproof. Can't have children. Can't have children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So just pull it out and
just
put
drop it,
in my mouth.
under your tongue.
Okay. Here we go. This is me trying CBD oil. How potent is this?
You're going to get...
Well, this is actually technically not the stuff I had before, which is actually sold in Utah.
What is this?
It's from out of state. It's got a little THC in it, too.
Define a little.
It's 18 to 1, so it's mostly CBD, but it's a little THC, too.
Okay.
I don't think
you're not going to get high.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. I'm just like... Am I going to be tripping balls?
No.
You know, I don't do stuff like this. And I'm about to do it on this podcast. Yeah. What are people going to think about
it?
Me? Yeah.
We've been recording the whole time, of course. Yeah,
we're recording the whole time. Come on. Look who you're talking to.
Under.
So just under your tongue and just hold it there.
Go like this.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks. For,
yeah. Come on, go. Make the sound. Make the sound. Keep going.
It's just like
now. Don't.
It's basically
talk.
Just like an oil, and then you just kind of hold it there. Or try to hold it for like 30 seconds.
Is it bitter?
No. Do you want some?
No.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm calm.
Yes. Lauren's always calm. She's
no,
cool as
not
a cucumber.
Always. Mm. Not always.
Doesn't have much taste, really.
I'm going to mute my cellular phone. Keep
yes.
it in your mouth. Keep it in your mouth.
Don't let it go up your nose. Then you'll trip balls.
Right over them.
My tongue it feels funny.
It does?
Yeah, it feels a little weird.
I mean, it's just like in oil, so you might have a little bit of like...
Drink your
something
beer.
Coating your mouth. Maybe, yeah, maybe swish around some beer.
Okay.
I don't think it should do anything to your tongue.
It doesn't hurt. It just feels... I guess it's just a new experience.
Is your tongue high?
Maybe.
Just all by itself? It's like
a little tongue drunk.
A little tongue high. Tongue drunk, for sure.
I'm just going to hold my beer under my tongue for a little bit so that I can feel included.
Okay. Lauren, I'd like to thank you for perusing all of my coffee-making accoutrement and putting it on the table. I'm like, why is my French press sitting on
you
the table?
You did that.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh.
Holding beer under your tongue isn't that comfortable. I just want to say.
Well, it's like carbonated.
It's like prickly and
yeah, it prickles your tongue.
It's like it's on the wrong side, you know?
Just put that back.
Putting the USB port thing in upside down.
Should I use that to make a cocktail?
And then it messes up the plug. Work. Yeah. What?
Oh, I was just wondering if I should use the French press to make a cocktail. Oh, you know what? People were doing stuff with beer and French presses.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember something about that.
Put like some cacao nibs. I never did that. Like,
oh yeah, I could see that.
Wet hops or something.
Maybe a little wet hops. Yeah, you know. I could sit and then squish it down.
Candy bars.
Yeah.
You could do anything.
Oreos.
Yeah. You bet.
Other beer.
Sure.
For no damn reason.
All of this. All of it.
You can make a hazy clear with that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you're talking.
No, we can't. Yeah. No,
I wish.
That is not enough.
I'm not gonna filter.
Micron, something. Not enough microns there.
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about it.
That's like some nerdy stuff or something.
No.
That was a delicious 801. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Yes, thanks for the...
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, in the fridge...
Yes?
From Uinta, I still have some ellipsis?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a couple other selections in there. But I have a selection of some beers in there that you're welcome to try. I also have stuff from Cigar City that has been in a 12-pack that I've yet to open. It's probably been in there for a year.
Oh, so no.
They're very well aged. But they released this variety pack called Boat Drinks.
Oh.
And it's a lot of sours, like a couple of sours and a couple of seltzers.
Okay.
That I think it's Cigar City that makes the variety pack. And I've never cracked it open, so we might want to try that a little later.
Where did you get it?
I believe it was Harmon's. They had it on sale a while back.
Okay.
I don't know that I've seen it since. So I actually got it for a podcast YouTube thing I was going to do called Cinema and Cervezas.
Oh, yes.
And that was going to apply to a film called... Jesus Christ. Already making noise. A movie called Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. And there's a reference to boat drinks that they have in the film. I thought that would be fitting.
Oh, yeah. Not like the, what is that, Yacht Rock juice box or whatever? Mm-hmm. From
Proper.
Proper.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
That would work too. Yeah. That's a good beer. I like that beer.
Yeah. There's a 12-pack that I got at Wasatch that had Cigar City. It was like a multi-pack of, I think it was IPAs mostly, that had some Cigar City in it. So I thought you were going to say that, but... No. That would not be good to age.
I did not.
Well, you said it was all Cigar City, so that's... The other one was different.
I would get up and look, but, fridge is like...
Way over
7
there.
7 feet away, and it's just too much of a thing to do. But Lauren is much closer and could just kind of, if she felt like it...
Much lazier, too.
That's true. So,
well, let's not get, like, wasted right now.
Like,
why?
Well,
I've had a long day at work.
And I know.
My week has been shit.
You got to be ready to like crash by now.
You can get wasted, Mike.
If you want.
You can go wild.
I can because guess what? We're in my apartment.
This is where you live. So
you don't have to drive anywhere.
I don't have anywhere to be. Thank you. I appreciate that. So do you want to do an opener? Actually, here, let me share. I know we're recording, but I thought it would be funny. You know how I used to, I started doing the opener with the 24 clock. I go previously on the Crafty Beer Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be funny to go previously on the Crafty Beer Girls, and then we cut to you going, what? It's just like, what did we do previously? I don't remember.
2 years ago.
2 years. Does anybody give a shit?
Yeah. Does anybody remember us?
No.
And that's it. Going to the opener.
I could say, welcome to the Crafty Beer Girls reunion show.
Yay!
Reunion show.
The Crafty Beer Girls.
The whole family's here.
Yeah.
Jenny, Lauren, Mike.
Hi.
And
what do you know?
All of our listeners. Just kidding about the last
part. And we survived the last 2 years. None of us died.
Is that surprisingly.
Really, actually dark to say that?
I mean, no. I mean, we can be happy about that.
Yeah.
I think that's a legitimate thing to be excited for.
Yeah.
About.
You know, maybe that would be a good opener for you guys doing this reunion as you share what have you been doing, what accomplishments you've had during this time with everything that's gone on.
Yeah.
This is a terrible time. What do you feel most proud of? during, you know, just the world going to shit.
Yeah. I believe an update is in order.
Oh, yeah.
After 2 years of, like, radio silence.
Because I know, at least for me, that's it's surprisingly a lot happened. Like, just it's just incredible.
Yeah. Let's start with you.
Can I be last?
Yeah.
Because I'll start crying. I will. I don't want. I'm pretty emotional because you two are here.
Oh,
and I don't want to start off just...
cheers, everybody. Cheers to that.
I'm empty, though, yay. So yay.
Well, we've definitely got some more beers. So well, worry not.
You're going to have to go get your six-pack of boat whatevers.
Boat drinks. That's it? That's all you brought was three cans of beer? Lauren, get the fuck out.
That's
Jesus.
It. Sorry. That's all I've got. Oops, I kicked the table. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
No, listen to this. Oh, you got slidey things in your
No, that stuff. Or the, it's just the crappy. Yeah, it's in there. That's the fridge, isn't it? It's
Boat drinks. It's the farthest away.
Is it?
I can't. I gotta take. Oh, it is down. Off.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oh, it is, okay. So it is Cigar City. Yeah. Just yank. It might. There you go.
If you drink enough of those, will you feel like you're on a boat?
I don't know. Stop moaning. Just get it out of there.
Boat drinks.
There you go. There's your year-old boat stuff.
Let's see. What's in there?
Cigar City.
Oh, I've had that.
Paloma?
No, not that one. The other one I've had.
Margarita Goza.
Oh, wait. Maybe I haven't had that one.
There's a.
It looks familiar, though. The can.
Cigar City Seltzer. And then a Citrus Siesta. That sounds good. Citrus Siesta.
Citra.
Let's go.
Do you want me to crack it open?
Is that what you're saying? Citrus Siesta it is. All right.
Citrus Siesta it is.
Well, I warn you, I brought some stronger beverages.
I knew you would, Jenny.
So you might want to save
that's
a little.
That's why I didn't bring anything else.
I try not to bring too much because I know I have a tendency to bring too many things. So I actually made
just
a point.
I'd like to say, I've missed that sarcasm. It's fantastic.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here we go. Oh, goddamn.
I love you, Jenny.
Aw. Aww. So I love you too, Lauren.
So you know.
I love you
say
both.
Say it again.
That's the last time I ever tell you that.
Okay, the Citrus Siesta is a golden ale brewed with orange, lime, and salt. That sounds tasty. Nice.
Oh, I thought you said Citrus Siesta. I'm thinking it's like dry hopped.
Citrus Siesta.
Citrus. Not
citrus.
Citra.
No. Citrus.
You have to enunciate.
I thought I was enunciating. Sorry, I have CBD oil on my tongue.
You got a slippery CBD oil tongue right now.
So I don't know when this is canned, but on the bottom of the can, it says when it was canned. April Fool's Day of 2021.
Wow.
Oh my.
So this is going to be well-aged.
That was very close to when I got my first vaccine. Dose, actually, I think.
ASMR.
Actually, oh, wait. No, yeah.
You say ASMR and then it's completely quiet. You didn't pour it into a glass. You didn't sniff it. Just straight like.
Jenny, hand me a glass because you're close to the glasses.
Yeah, you're close to the glasses.
You don't have a glass?
No, I've been drinking out of a can.
Or do you want to drink out of this? I was going to put
No, because you're going to put the cocktail
that's
in
true.
That.
That's true.
Oh, guys, it was supposed to be a surprise.
Give me the Ketos glass that's right there in front of you.
There you go.
Easy reach. Thank you.
Jenny. All right. Hold it near the microphone. Is this your first time?
Sorry. I'm...
There you go.
How's that?
Could do better.
Okay.
We'll have to do some more takes.
I can't smell anything. How is it?
I can't taste anything.
We all just get
wait
COVID?
A minute. Wait a minute.
Oh,
when's the last time you got tested, Mike?
Oh, no.
It's been sitting in for over a year,
now we
guys.
Have to quarantine together? We're going to pop out like 25 episodes.
I know, right?
Like 3 days.
Hold on. Let me call my
shit
work.
Of each other. Oh, I can still smell my other beer. It's, we're okay. We're okay.
Oh, I think well. I peed.
Can I smell that?
Good thing you're wearing a diaper.
Here. I was expecting...
I can't smell anything from the can. What were you expecting?
Well, a little bit of... I don't know. The flavor. Why am I doing that when the empty can's right? I guess I was expecting to taste...
Were you expecting it to be actually sour? Because it has...
No, not sour, but I was expecting to taste the orange and lime in there at least.
Yeah. No, I taste some citrus. It's just more subtle.
It's very subtle.
It's a little floral.
13 months old.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, if it doesn't smell or taste terrible, that's pretty good then.
But it poured really well. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's retained its head.
Do we always have to do that when we say head?
Yep. So childish. I'm so sorry.
It doesn't smell that bad.
I can't really. I can't.
I mean, it's like subtle, but you know, for being okay, as old as it is,
I slightly smell the orange.
It's a little like orange graham crackery, which I'm sure it was a little more
flavorful when it was new.
It's better. Better, I think.
It's better.
But I mean, for it being that old, it really doesn't smell bad.
Yeah, it's not like you can drink that.
Especially if you're on a boat. Yeah, I would absolutely drink this on a boat.
You could totally drink that.
Or, in a public pool on an inner tube.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Floating around.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
Cool.
So, Lauren.
Well, yes.
Well, I was just thinking we could... Do we want to explain, why Crafty Beer Girls hasn't been happening at all? I mean,
I don't mean,
the podcast. I mean, that's one aspect of Crafty Beer Girls, but we were a blog.
Yeah.
And, Lauren has kind of... Her brewing career took off, pretty much, right?
It did.
Yeah.
I believe she owns Uinta now.
No, they own me.
Right.
Sorry.
It's the other way around.
But yeah, Lauren got a job at, brewing at Uinta. How long ago?
October 2018.
Right. So,
so that is not an
even know how
for why I stopped.
That's something we've talked about previously on the podcast.
No, but you got busier with that and sort of the blog has kind of... You've moved on. Let's just put it that way.
Cranking out a blog every other weekend for 4 years or whatever we did. 5 years. Like, holy shit.
It's a lot of work.
I'm surprised we did that for as long as we did. That is a huge time commitment.
It is. Yeah. So, yeah, Lauren kind of retired from the blog. And
when did that happen? I don't even
remember. It just was like a slow thing.
Slow death.
It kind of happened. You tried, but then it just was, it's a huge time commitment.
Sorry, I'm cutting you off because I'm thinking over you.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
No, I no, just, you. I guess I want you to talk about a little bit about what you've been up to with.
Oh, we're at this part. Okay.
Well, I mean,
no, I'm serious. I just didn't know what you wanted me to say.
Well, so this is okay. I don't know.
What have I been doing since we've been gone?
Yeah.
Is that?
Well, yeah. Even before COVID.
Yeah.
We were doing the podcast pretty much still, but the blog was still going. I was writing it a lot. Well. I think most of the articles were me for a little while there, but we were still doing the podcast, right?
Yep.
But then eventually it was all right, I got to officially retire from this thing because I'm obviously not doing it.
It's hard.
And it is hard. And
Sometimes you just got to call the dead horse dead and bury it or move on or whatever you do with the dead horse.
Right. Well, and we did have, right when COVID started, when we started to lock down and things like that, I kept doing it for a while because, I was used to it. It was part of my routine. And I was feeling like I wanted to help out the local brewing community because they were shut down. And so trying to kind of encourage people to go and continue to buy beer and support the businesses in any way they could. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, after a while, it's like you're locked down and nothing's happening. And what are you going to do? Like, keep writing about beer? I guess I could have, but I kind of stopped too. And then we eventually got another person to write with me, but that was sort of temporary. Erin Laraguete was writing for a little while, and then, but she got her PhD and she got a job, and she also retired from the blog after her short stint there. And then I started doing work for Red Rock. That's what I'm doing now. So that's why I'm not doing it, because I've been busy with that. So, but
in addition to your normal day job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Which has actually been super busy. It's like there's, after the pandemic, I think people are just stressed. And
what's your normal day job?
Oh,
Jenny?
I do massage therapy.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, but now I do social media and marketing for Red Rock. And between those two things, there's just not a lot of time for writing the blog, although I want to. I do want to. It was really fun. I mean, like you said, it's a lot. It's a time commitment. And yeah.
Huge.
I actually do want to give a shout out to Grid City, because... Like, I actually started an article on them. I did an interview and all this stuff, and I never finished it. So I'm really sorry, guys.
Left them in a lurch. They're like,
well,
this bitch ever gonna write this?
Yeah, yeah. Don't use Lauren's name in
don't
vain.
Don't use the L word that way.
But you know, I was just super excited about what they were doing there. So like, as soon as things started opening up, I was like, I was there and I was checking it out. And it was, if you haven't been down to Grid City, go check it out. And maybe eventually I'll do that.
The rooftop patio is baller.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So good.
Yeah, they were about to open that when I was kind of in the middle of trying to write it. And I was supposed to go back and take photos of that. And yeah, sorry guys, didn't happen.
I'll say sorry to Hoppers. I was planning to do a blog on them like 3 years ago. And
yeah, that didn't happen.
No, yeah. Sorry guys. I hope that you reopen at some point.
Right, and that's a
Pilsner, though.
Yeah, that Pilsner was so good.
Was a good Pilsner.
That was a good crispy boy.
I have to tell you, I didn't know what had happened to Hoppers. I have a friend that lives very close to that intersection, and I had gone to see her, and I go out to that intersection, and I see a pile of dirt and an excavator, and I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked.
It looks weird.
And I thought, what the fuck? So I call my friend Tim Heron of the Utah Beer News, and I'm like, hey, Tim, did you know they tore down Hoppers? What the hell happened? He goes, yeah, I wrote about that in my blog.
Did you not read my blog?
Well, he said he gave like a snippet, but I'm thinking, I know, I'm a total prick.
I'm kidding.
No, there's some accuracy to that. So he's like, I mentioned it briefly. I was kind of interested in why there wasn't more of a write-up about it by somebody, because they've been around since... Well, God, as long as I can remember, like 96?
Yeah.
I've been there for a long time.
That was sudden, and yeah, it was like, wow, that's like this, it's just like this, I don't know, iconic building on that corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was just gone, and it was like they're moving out, and it just happened really fast, I think.
And that's just,
but I read
I didn't
some stuff
know.
About it.
Well, I had no clue, and it was like no mercy.
It might have been
Get
Tim's.
Out, we're tearing it down, here's another fast food place.
Yeah.
Like, terrible. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So Jesus. Hopefully they come back. We miss you guys.
That'd be nice.
But anyway.
Because that's where we did our first podcast.
Yeah,
when we did that was right there at the Hoppers.
That is right.
Bringing it
so
full
circle. I think that's why it really kind of hurt me. Like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah. I've been very emotional lately.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's nice to be here, though. It really is.
It is.
Like around this table with you guys and like hanging out and drinking some beers. And I like the reason I want Lauren to talk about what she's been up to is because I just am in awe of all the things she's doing. And
it's impressive.
I mean, it's pretty much the same stuff I was doing.
Well,
yeah,
last
but you're
time
higher
we were
up
speaking.
in the chain there, I would think.
Well,
I don't know that I am. I think I was, I guess. Brewing supervisor happened like
you didn't just jump into that
a year and a half ago.
Right. So, but that was maybe.
during COVID.
Yeah, yeah. That was like June-ish of 2020, I think.
Yeah. So you kept having to go to work.
Yes.
So I locked down and I had to close my massage business for a couple of months, and all I had to do was drink beer, you know, and that's why I was still writing the blog. And there was an earthquake, of course, lest we forget.
Earthquake.
And I was just like,
God, about the earthquake.
I was drinking barrel aged, very strong beers in the middle of the day. That day, I think, or that week, because it was very stressful. But then, life stopped. But I think for you, you probably had to keep going into work and just,
never stopped.
Kept brewing
people
beer.
People need their beer.
Yeah, people needed their beer, like me.
Like, for real.
We all did.
Yes.
So thanks for your sacrifice, Lauren. Appreciate it.
No, I consider myself one of the lucky ones. I had a lot of friends that were at home, especially like service industry friends, collecting paychecks off of unemployment and like kind of living it up, but also going crazy. And I was a little jealous, but at the same time, I'm like, no, I should be pretty happy.
Yeah.
Like, to have that sort of normalcy where I'm getting up and leaving the house and going to work and seeing people and then coming home, like still having that in my life is a lot of, a lot of people didn't have that.
Yeah.
Or a paycheck for that matter. So like,
Yeah.
I cannot complain.
Yeah.
At all.
Right. I feel the same way though. Even though I had to shut down, I was able to get some unemployment for that time. And like a lot of people, I just started cooking more and doing lots of yoga and meditation.
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone did stuff like that, but for me, it was kind of therapeutic in a way it was a reset of my life. So,
Here's a fun question. Did you guys pick up any skills during the pandemic? Something you're like, I guess I'm going to start sewing now. Like you kind of mentioned, like cooking became your thing.
I sort of totally changed my diet because I was a little paranoid about, what happens if I get this thing? I think I'm healthy, but am I? And so I just started focusing on changing some of my diet and just trying to be healthier in general. And that's why I was doing like yoga, meditation. I wasn't going to the gym. So I figured out how to work out at home, and I bought a bunch of, it was hard to get workout equipment for a little while. So I was literally lifting whiskey bottles. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. Cause I didn't have weights. So I was trying to like use like jugs of water, and then I was like, oh, whiskey bottles. And so I was
like
trying
1.5
do
liter
bicep curls with, they don't weigh that much. Funny enough, they seem like they would work, but they don't really work that well.
You just got whiskey strong as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So luckily they weren't open and I wasn't like taking a sip each time on each rep, but that would have been counterproductive.
Oh my God.
I think, but yeah, like, I did finally get some weights, and I haven't gone back to the gym. I know like gyms are all open and I've just gotten used to working out at home. So that changed and I've started doing that. And like skill wise, like I didn't start making sourdough bread or anything like some people did, but I did start cooking more at home. So I think my diet's healthier.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's good. There were some positives. There's definitely some silver linings for me.
Yeah.
But you were super into, was it like pizza or something?
Oh,
or
like, hell
what were
yeah.
you doing? I remember hearing something about,
I don't know if it started during the pandemic, but it certainly grew during the pandemic. It just, got really into, getting the pizza dough going, and a day or two later making the pizza, and like first few look terrible. I have this very fond memory of my boyfriend and I just like frantically scraping at like a raw pizza, trying to get it onto the stone because we were fools and didn't know what we were doing. We each had a spatula and we're just yelling at each other, and the pizza's getting more and more disfigured, and we finally got it on the peel and threw it in the oven. We're like, fuck. At least it'll still taste good.
Yeah.
That's always the nice thing about pizza. It doesn't have to look pretty.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
And you guys stayed together through all that?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That wasn't that bad. We laugh about that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
No, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's the other thing, right? Like, you're stuck home with your partner and, like,
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't hate each other. And
No, it was nice. I like him.
Yeah.
He's
Aww.
Good.
Yeah.
Aww.
Aww. I did. I will say, like, I was glad I lived here in Utah where we had trails. And the outdoors. Because
oh, I didn't think that was the trails you were talking about.
That's what I thought. I'm like, the strip club?
Oh,
was
no.
That during the pandemic?
No way.
Damn, all right.
Sorry. Here we go. Sorry to disappoint.
Yo, give me one of them Paloma Gozas. All like right. The yeah. year 13-month-old, please. Thank you.
Yeah, during the pandemic, I took up life as a stripper. And that was my learned skill. No.
Dude, that would be pretty crazy though. If you're like, yeah, I like bought a stripper pole and got it. In my
yeah,
house.
Yeah.
You're like, and that was the skill I learned. Yeah. I'd be like, fucking get it.
That's awesome.
I think that actually was something some women
is
did.
Is that what you did?
Oh, man,
is
I would.
Is that what
I
that is over
just,
there?
Yeah.
I was wondering. Huh. I thought maybe like you decided to become, no, you know, a fireman or something.
So you could take the fire pole down to your sub-level apartment.
From right. the basement to the sub-level here.
So you don't have to take
the crawl
stairs.
Space.
Yeah.
To the root cellar.
Okay, shout out Cigar City. Your like 12, 13-month-old beer is like really not that bad. I'm just saying, I'm impressed.
Okay, I'm going to try the...
It's a good thing.
I'm going to try the Margarita Goza here.
You want a salt rim with that? It's too late now.
It's too late now.
I guess you could... No. What? No, don't do it.
Finish what you
don't
were saying.
It. No. Because then you're going to do it. I don't want to see that.
What? Now you're expanding on it. What the fuck?
You could like lick the rim and then just
and
like...
just get your salt shaker
throw
out.
Salt
oh,
at
throw
it.
Salt
just
at it.
Throw
yeah,
it.
That's messy.
You know?
Yeah, that's
I just got done well, vacuuming the kitchen.
It's going to keep the spirits away.
So. Not the best technique for that.
Mm.
No. I know. So the last podcast that we did, we had, weren't we like gearing up for that pink boots?
Yes, you were because yeah.
We were supposed to have this like pink boots, like little festival thing, party, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But pink boots is actually doing quite well still, right?
Like, I think so.
I think you said. How many members did you say we had? Like 40 or something?
45?
That's crazy. That's good.
But didn't you just come out with your latest Pink Boots beer?
We did.
Yeah, we actually all got to get together. Got to get
saw
together.
The picture.
Is that proper?
That's great grammar.
Works for me.
At Lauren's brewery where she works, Uinta.
It's at Uinta.
Yes. Well, it's not her brewery, but no. It's where she works. And we all got to brew a big batch of Our Lady of the Desert is what we called it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, like, that was super cool experience to go there and do that.
Yeah, you look like you're having a good time.
Well, like, just to see Lauren in action. Yeah. This is a huge brewery. Like, this is a bigger brewery than most breweries you're going to go to. We've brewed, you know, beer at Proper and Roosters. And actually, the Roosters one was decent sized, I felt like. But this is, like, a whole nother level, it kind of feels like. And everything's all computerized and just watching Lauren. She's on the computer and like doing her thing and she knows what she's doing. She's all taking charge. So I was impressed with the operation and I thought it was really cool, but we made a lot of beer.
We
made a lot of beer.
We did. 40 barrels of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's plenty if anybody wants any.
Yeah. Contact General Distribution. Distributing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the D stands for. And if you own a bar or a restaurant, you know somebody that does, you know, let them know. Hey,
it's pretty tasty.
Our Lady of the Desert on there. It's a hoppy lager,
right?
Oh, I love a hoppy lager.
Closest to a pilsner. Mm. So
well, didn't we kind of try to go for like towards a Mexican style lager too?
It does have flaked corn in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because we wanted it to be really crisp and. Just dry.
Wispy.
Crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Crispy mm-hmm. girl. Crispy lady.
And by the way, as we continue with this 13-month-old beer, I'm doing the Margarita Goza. This is really good.
Mm.
Very tasty. So if you want to try one, Lauren.
I feel like I have had
Jenny,
that one.
It's good.
I do want to point out on the can, it has like the name of the beer and a little something about Florida. And then their little logo, CCB. Below that, Cigar City Brewing. And then it says, drink fresh. Do not age. Well,
Yeah. So there you go.
What if I were to
good advice.
It still holds.
Yeah.
It's well, taste. It's hard really
to
good.
Well, it's hard to say because you didn't try it fresh, right? So
No, I did not.
What did it taste like last year?
I don't know because I didn't try it, so I can't compare.
Damn it.
But I've had year-old beer before, and I'll tell you, it doesn't taste very good.
I've had some fresh beers that taste like year-old beer.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Should we say some more about Pink Boots and beer?
What should we say?
Can you find, locally here in Utah, can you find this beer? Is it like on shelves?
It's draft only.
No, yeah.
Oh, it's draft only. Yes. So they didn't bottle it.
No. Draft only, 5% ABV. Mm. Yep.
So you can find it at, obviously, breweries that are, I think, pretty much are all of them carrying it?
No. I know you went to Hazard, of course. Roosters probably has it. I have not
if they haven't run
check.
Out or...
There's plenty more at General, so yes. You can still get more if you want to get more.
I'm just going to walk up to the distribution, the beer distribution.
Yeah, just walk up there.
Hey, can I get a sixer of this, please? Hey.
No, can I please get a keg?
Yeah. They've got it at Proper. They just put it on at the Bayou.
Right.
It's growing.
If they don't have it at your bar, you can always ask for
it. Ask them. Yeah. It's going to be Slack Water next month.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go get your pizzas.
Yeah. Oh. Those pizzas are good.
They are.
I got to make dough later. I've decided.
Yeah.
Level Crossing also makes great pizza.
Mm. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. Just in case you listeners don't know, the Pink Boots beers are made with the Pink Boots hop blend for the year, which we actually got to, that was one of the things, the activities we had was rubbing hops and helping to come up with the blend. And that was really fun. I'd never done that before because they usually do it at, don't they usually do it like at CBC or something?
They usually
do
it at GABF.
Or GABF.
They'll have a meeting, a Pink Boots meeting. The years that I've gone, it's been held at Blue Moon. Mm. And they'll have a bunch of tables set up with something called Brewer's Cuts, which is like a plug of whole cone hop that they pull from a bale of hops. And so it'll be a plug of like, you know, a specific variety of hops. And they'll have like, I don't know, 13-ish of those spread out on different tables. Mm. You walk up and you rub them with your hands. And then, you know, you maybe take some notes. You can get like as into it or not as you want.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go through everything and, you know, figure out what the different characteristics are of each. And then you can make your own blend. You can go around again with a cup and like, okay, maybe like 20% this, 30% that, 10% this. Kind of build your blend. And then once you figure it out, you kind of put it in on this other table. And then at the end, everybody will go around. Everybody gets one token, and then they cast their vote for which blend they like the best. The first year I went, which I think was maybe 2018, I guess, there were like 7 blends to choose from. And people cast their votes, and you know, we got whatever we got. And then the year that I went more previously, which was 2019, because in 2020 and 2021 we did it differently. There were like 23 different options. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
The way they did it for like pandemic era was they sent hops to chapters.
Oh,
and they
okay.
were just pelletized hops. So we had like our little
we had coffee, to grind them.
Like grinder thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ground those up and made the blends that they were suggesting. So
yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. And then we actually helped to vote. Our chapter helped to vote for the blend that was chosen. I don't think the one we came up with
did not win,
but it was really fun to participate. I'd never had that experience before. It was super cool. That's one thing that we've kept doing. We, during the pandemic, we did a lot of Zoom get togethers.
So much Zoom.
Yeah. Between Pink Boots and I also am involved with the Hot Bombshells Homebrew Club for women. And that was all Zoom for a while too. So lots of Zoom hanging out, which was honestly like my lifeline because there was no other social interaction for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, felt pretty isolated, I think, from society other than just those evenings. And it was nice because you were at home, so you could just drink and not worry about, oh, I got to drive home. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, I missed everybody. It was nice to finally get back together and do all these activities and get to brew again and all that stuff. And oh yeah, and Lauren's like the chapter chair. Is that chapter leader? Chapter leader. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So Lauren's been doing that too.
I took over that in, I think it was 2021. That's when I took it over. Yeah.
Yeah. So doing there's been lots of
ups and downs.
Yeah.
I've had to cancel a couple meetings or postpone them because, like, all of a sudden things would pick back up. It's like,
yeah.
I don't want to be responsible for people gathering right now.
Yeah.
So we're just going to skip this one. So
Yeah. A little precarious, but.
Good for you.
We got through it.
I mean, good for everybody.
Good for everybody.
Like, it's been a community effort to keep stuff like that going.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the Hot Bombshells, it's been hard because there are definitely people that aren't that into online socializing at all. Mm-hmm. Like, they just were like, yeah, it's not my thing. So, you know, things got kind of, you just didn't have as many members anymore. So I think the fact that Pink Boots is doing so well that way, that's kind of amazing. Because, Hot Bombshells is now really trying to get back into our in-person meetings and keeping those going. And it's kind of cool because Hot Bombshells is 10 years old this year. Oh. So,
damn.
So, we're like, oh, man, we got to, like, we got to celebrate this kind of anniversary.
You going to make another calendar?
I don't think there's any plans for that, but yeah.
I actually like that calendar.
It was have one.
I don't. Yeah, they did a calendar.
I've only seen a couple pictures from it.
They did they did a calendar.
They did. Yeah.
It must have been 2014, 2013.
Yeah, it wasn't when I was a member. So I didn't participate.
When I worked for Bonneville Brewery, brewmaster, Super Dave Watson, as I called him. Mm-hmm. He's really good friends with several of the members of Hot Bombshells, and he was talking about they had put out this calendar, and he had one at the Bonneville Brewery, and I remember looking through like, this is really clever, you know. And that, I think that was the first time I had heard of the Hot Bombshells, was because of that calendar. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's definitely something they should do again, because, you know, it doesn't have to be risque. It's just, you know,
no, it was just fun,
like being nerdy pictures with like a lab coat, and I'm doing, you know, stuff with measurements, and I just thought that's very funny, clever, very clever.
It was fun. I don't know that there's any plans for that. We just are trying to get more members and get people to get interested in it again and start coming. We just did a meeting at Bitters Lab where we learned, I mean, we do all kinds of cool stuff. Like last month we did Sugar House Distillery, and we got to try all the Boilermaker series, which are the bourbons finished in the barrels that had beer.
High-end stuff.
That was super fun. And then last month this month actually, we just did the Bitters Lab, and we got to learn how to use bitters in cocktails.
I feel like you're leading into something, Jenny.
You guys probably know, if you've been listening to this podcast at all, you know, I'm kind of in cocktails and beer cocktails.
Yes.
Just kind
I'm sort of into them a little bit.
That's cool.
And so, yeah. I got really inspired with the lead up going over to Bitters Lab and kind of doing that. She did a demo for us and she made a beer cocktail. And anyway, I decided to come up with a cocktail that I'm actually pretty excited about. And I want to
of your own.
Well, when you come up with a cocktail, it's not like, I mean, you can. We actually did a meeting with Pink Boots recently too, where we learned about cocktails and how to make cocktails.
Amanda Madsen
did that
at her house, which is fantastic.
That was amazing. Just talking about how do you even start, where do you what are the ratios, what kind of flavors do you want to have in your cocktail, so
how
that's
do you build up your stirring chops,
the proper way to shake, and
Wow, this is very involved.
It was actually her. Yeah, her class was really involved. The one at Bitters Lab was a little more simple, but she's more just about the bitters and telling us what those are, which are, what does she say? They're kind of extracts. So, and it's, she said bitter roots and barks is what they're made from typically, or something that's bittering, like a bitter orange peel they can use. But that's kind of the point, is that they are a bittering element, but they just enhance the flavors of whatever you're making your cocktail. So I've been really enjoying using those. And then Red Rock came up with this beer.
It's, why is that funny?
Well, because I work there and I'm gonna be doing some shameless plugging for my the brewery.
Plug it.
Plug it.
There's a new
plug
there's
it, girl.
Plugging.
There's a new beer. It's Ginger Goza. And it is fabulous for
I'm on board
cocktails.
Already.
I've made a margarita with it.
Ooh.
I tried that actually the night we went to Bitter's Lab because I was actually inspired by Erica, who is our sales. Oh, what is her title? Sales manager.
Director of sales.
Director.
Head of sales.
Director sales. Yeah.
Sales anyway. Director.
Erica Palmer.
Erica Palmer. Yes.
Formerly of sales Wasatch
Captain.
Squatters.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Erica.
Formerly
the
of Erica. Wasatch Squatters. Formerly of Red Rock. Now right. Currently of Red Rock.
Yes. Currently of Red Rock. She made a margarita with it. And so I was like, oh, I got to try that. So I made one too. And that was really good. But then I thought, ginger. Because ginger isn't necessarily something that you would associate with a margarita, although a goza has salt, right? Is part of the flavor profile of the goza. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. But the ginger.
Yeah.
You guys are just like, your little faces. Oh my
What's
gosh,
next?
You're so excited.
What's going to happen?
So I just thought, like, what about making a play on a mule? Some kind of a mule? Because you use ginger beer in a mule, right? So I made a mule. With a ginger goza.
And?
Well, let me...
Are
shall
you going
we,
to make that now?
Shall I make it for you?
Yes. Jesus Christ, yes.
Should I talk about it more?
No, I'd say just make it.
All right, let's make it. And then I can talk about what's in it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I got to take off my...
Jenny is stepping away. She's putting her headphones down.
Oh, take off your headphones.
I'll just tell you what's happening.
Okay.
Play She's by scooching.
Play. I don't think we need the blow-by-blow, guys. Are doing?
Huh. Wait, hold on. Where is it? The Crafty Beer Girls podcast is being brought to you in part by Kate Bush, still running up that hill since 1985, and by Mentos, a delicious new treat for that inner cannibal in you. Mentos, from the makers of Soylent Green. Cut fresh daily off of male cadavers. Mentos. And by TikTok. Who would like to remind you, my money don't jiggle jiggle, it folds. And now back to the Crafty Beer Girls podcast with your hosts, Lauren Lurch and Jenny Schaefer.
I wish you could see how she's biting her bottom lip right now. More than that, keep going.
That's not how Amanda said to do it.
You think she said to do it like that?
How did she say to do
it? I don't think she said to do it for like 5 minutes.
Was that
wasn't five
minutes?
Minutes.
Where's the...
She's so lost. She's using my actual eyes, not that I went and bought store eyes. For those of you listening, Jenny, for some reason, didn't seem to realize that I had drinking glasses in my home. Like, I don't know what those are. Or ice. The ice comment was really funny.
Do you
have any
ice? Ice? What did she say? It wasn't do you have ice? It was like, do you have consumable ice or something? I'll tell
really
you what
funny.
You said. I'll find it here.
Okay, so I just, you know, not everybody keeps ice. I don't know. Maybe you have an ice maker. Maybe you don't.
Yes, I have ice cube.
Do you have ice available?
That's what he said.
Well, maybe
what is ice?
No, not today.
Not today. I'll go buy some.
Well, maybe you have to freeze some, make some. I don't know.
Is it available or is it not? I'm sorry, Jenny. We're just heckling you. You're over here making us a cocktail, and we're just being assholes.
We really are.
I'm sorry, Jenny. Please don't murder me.
That looks really good. It's very, very red. Burgundy.
I will explain.
Yes, I hope you tell us what the ingredients are.
Only problem with these mismatched glasses is I have no idea.
Just Give Mike the lion's share.
See, now I feel that I'm going to have to go out and buy just a set of glasses. So the next time she comes over, I've got the right glasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it to you yet. Let me talk about this a little bit. So I already said it's a mule. I play on a mule. It's actually a hibiscus mule. Yes, it's an actual mule. No, it's hibiscus berry. It's a hibiscus berry mule. So I made a hibiscus berry syrup. Okay. And then it's got, so you can actually make it with vodka and just have it be simple. Or you can also use a botanical spirit like gin or what I've been using is this fine water pocket distillery product called Melier. It's like, I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's like Eau de Melisse or something like that. It's just a botanical liqueur. And then I used a couple of dashes of burnt honey hops from Bitters Lab. And then I'm going to now top it with the ginger goza. So it's about a half ounce each. Oh, and it's also got lime juice. So it's about a half ounce each of lime juice and this hibiscus berry syrup that I made.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So that's the garnish. Lauren's holding up my garnish. It's lime wedges and mint. And then you top it with about, I think it was like 4 to 5 ounces of the ginger goza. I'm actually going to be posting this.
Are you?
Yeah, this is a planned post for Red Rock. So if you keep an eye on the Red Rock Instagram or Facebook, you will see a nice recipe. I'll tell you how to make the hibiscus syrup.
By the way, how are you enjoying your new position there at Red Rock?
You know, I love it. It does take a lot of energy, like mental energy, to come up with these posts week in, week out. So it's not too different from what I was doing with Crafty Beer Girls, only now it's like all Red Rock. So I can still drink other beer, you know, like Lauren drinks other beer too besides Uinta, but you just kind of get consumed with everything. So sorry,
she's very nervous all of a sudden. Thank you.
Well, because I'm like trying to.
That looks very nice.
Talking and doing is actually really hard. Yeah, no, I'm serious,
though. It's multitasking.
Like, I'm not being sarcastic.
Okay, now that I have this cocktail made. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's like a...
It is.
That's the syrup. That's why it's like this beautiful purple kind of fuchsia color. Oh, I need to make a photo of this. You know
what, though? It looks better. Make a photo.
Well, do you want to trade?
It looks very nice in those glasses.
You can take a picture of ours. If you want, I'm going to take a photo with the ingredients.
See, because unfortunately I have this old school 70s amber colored glass here, so you don't get the richness of the color. And what's cool is yours is kind of, it's light at the top and it's dropping dark at the bottom. That's really neat.
That's because of the ice.
Yeah.
The ice is like floating, so the ice is making it look lighter.
I like it.
Stop ogling my cocktail.
All right. Basically my job consists of...
Can I drink it?
Yes. Please drink it.
Yes.
Okay.
My job consists of taking pictures, drinking beer, taking pictures, and writing things about whatever was going on. Oh, and eating Red Rock food and taking pictures of that.
Mm.
Holy shit.
Mm.
Wow.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's nice, huh?
I like it.
So... When I was saying you can use vodka, I like that, but I really like how the botanicals of like a gin or this lovely spirit from Water Pocket really kind of makes it more complex.
Yes.
And just kind of works nicely with that ginger. It's really good. I really like it a lot too. And I actually, you can kind of play with the ratios. If you like it sweeter, you can make it sweeter. By using more syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But making the syrup was kind of gnarly too, because it was like I had to make this really concentrated hibiscus tea. I had hibiscus tea at home, so I used like a cup of
hot water, and I just made this really concentrated with like four bags of tea bags or whatever.
Oh.
And then I boiled that with sugar and actually I did like a whole cup of berries, like mixed berries. So it's raspberry, blueberry, mm-hmm. and blackberry. And you can use whatever, like fresh berries, frozen berries, whatever you have on hand. And I just boiled that down a little bit, and then I had to strain it.
Can I just say, my God, I've gotten fat. I just saw myself like, man, buddy, the hell happened to you?
Oh, you're true. Not fat.
Yeah.
I'll fight you.
You're just big boned. right? I don't know.
I'll fight you. What do you...
I'm she's selfieing.
Do you want me to take the... Do you want me to take the picture? That's very
she's
nerdy.
She's a professional.
I know what I'm doing.
This is delightful, Jenny. Good job.
It is.
It's cool.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, I like... And I just kind of played off a recipe that I found online. Just, I was looking at different mules. I don't want to call it a Moscow mule because, you know...
It's a Jenny mule.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, okay. But that kind of suggests vodka, which you can use, but this is not. This is like...
Well, Jenny wouldn't use vodka.
Well, so. I do have vodka at home. I have the Hammer Spring. They nice. Make that potato vodka.
Mm.
I kind of like that.
I love potatoes.
Yeah, me too. I love potatoes too. Hot God. Potatoes. Potatoes. Baked
hash
potatoes.
Browns.
Hash browns. Fries.
Tots.
Potato tots. Oh, chips. God. Don't even start with the tots.
Tots are so good.
They're amazing.
Can you make a tot tail?
A tot tail?
No, a tot tail.
Are you drunk?
No.
She doesn't need to be
a
drunk.
A tot tail. What's wrong with you? You don't understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a cocktail with tots.
Right. Tot tail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would put what the tots
basically
in the...
Basically just make a Bloody Mary, put tots in the skewer.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah,
you don't
actually,
muddle
you can,
the tots.
You can do whatever the fuck you want with a Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
you can put like a whole salad and bacon and sausages. Like I don't know, all kinds of shit. Pancakes.
Yeah, a whole roast chicken.
A waffle.
I'm being serious.
No, you absolutely can. And and tots is like child play. Of course,
cheese
you can do tots.
Curds. Yeah.
If you guys want to try the ginger gozas separately, there's some left.
Yum.
And see what it tastes like.
I do.
I always like to taste, as I've been told by cocktail experts.
Thank you.
I believe Amanda and also Andrea from Bitters Lab, they say, always taste your ingredients. So do you know exactly what they taste like? Because they can change,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I that was freshly squeezed lime juice as well. I got a whole bunch of limes at Costco, so I'm like, I'm going to use these limes.
Don't break the glass there, Mike. Jeez. The ASMR ain't worth it.
Did you just take the rest of it?
I did. You said finish it.
I did. I said you could taste it. Well, maybe
here.
Lauren wants
it's
to taste
fine.
Some.
I didn't want any anyway. No, it's fine. I'm just kidding. You're fine. Drink it. Drink it.
I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
It's like a party in my mouth. What? Is it weird to go back and forth? I think I did that, actually.
What do you mean, go
well,
back and forth?
Well, he's drinking the goza, and then he's drinking the cocktail.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the goza is like not as... I mean, obviously, this cocktail is much sweeter than that is, but...
I love ginger. I'm a big fan of ginger. So
I think
like
that was honestly, I think it was kind of genius to do a ginger goza. Maybe someone's done this before. I'm sure somebody's done it everything before, but I've never had one. Yeah, no, I love ginger. I actually, that's one of the things I stock in my fridge. It's like one of my typical bar or cocktail ingredients that a go-to cocktail
it's your
ingredient.
Staple.
It's a staple. Yes, that's a good way to put it.
So you have ginger root all the time.
Actually, I do have ginger root in my freezer for cooking.
In your freezer?
Yeah, I was told that
what
you could
that
just
to do the flavor.
Yeah,
you can just keep it. So someone could like tell me that I'm that this is totally wrong, don't do it, but and I don't remember who told me to do it, because somebody told me that gave me the idea and
to put it in the freezer,
to just keep like keep your ginger in the freezer, your fresh ginger, and then you just I just actually pull it out and grate it while it's still frozen and put it back. And it's it works great.
It in the fridge.
Do you notice actually, a difference in potency?
I haven't noticed any downside to that, other than it's just convenient.
Cool.
So, like, yeah, because otherwise it's like, oh, I don't want to buy ginger because then, you know, I got to use all that ginger and I don't have to peel it either. I just grate it and it works. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's what I do. But yeah, I have some. But that's not what I put. That's not, obviously, I don't need that because Red Rock made this fabulous Goza with ginger in it. So I just use that.
Which I'm finishing off.
There you go. No grater required.
I'm kind of digging the like the mint. I keep like as I'm drinking it, I'm smelling the mint and I'm like,
It's quite
tasty.
Did
you slap it?
Should I have slapped it?
Yeah. It don't slap it now. You're gonna make a mess. Go ahead. Slap it. I don't care.
Slap that shit. Fold it in.
What don't dip it. I said slap it.
Slap it? How do you slap it?
You have it in your palm and you slap it. And then that releases the oils and then it's more aromatic.
But yeah, but then aren't the oils on your hand?
Sure. But aren't you grabbing the glass then? And like,
I mean.
But isn't the point to have it in the drink?
Yeah. Try it sometime.
It just releases it, I guess. I don't know. Don't.
It works.
I don't know if you want to do it with sticky stuff all over it. I mean, it's just floating.
You can do whatever you want. This is your house.
Do whatever you want, yeah.
Just remind you.
Well, I'm like, well, if I slap it, I might just spray all this equipment.
No, you will. You will, but I'll watch.
Did I bring more? No.
Don't encourage that.
That was all I brought. Sorry. You can slap some of this lime. I don't know if that does anything.
Yeah.
Only one way to find out.
Here you go.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh. You should. You should participate like that.
My mint is rather dry. Maybe I'll spank
slap
this.
Yours. Yeah.
I was just sort of just slapping it on the side of the glass.
No, I don't think that.
I mean,
take a leaf off.
It's just a garnish. Is unbothered.
Okay, here she goes.
Can you smell it? Here.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I told you. See?
I've got nothing from that. It's very disappointing.
Well, I got something from it. So.
Well, that's good. That's
at least somebody did. Oh, God. I don't know. What else could you make with the ginger goza? I don't have any other ideas right now, but.
I don't know. I usually use ginger to make like tea, like fresh ginger. I'll make ginger tea. It's good for the digestive system.
I got a bunch more bitters from Bitters Lab too. I bought like a bunch of different ones. They have so many different kinds, and I'm like, okay, I got to make some more. I think I'm going to make a gimlet.
Ooh.
With gin, I guess, and use there's this. Oh gosh, I'm going to forget. It's like celery. It's like a celery and cardamom or something, bitters. I'm like, cool. That'll be fun. Actually, I think that one you can put in Bloody Marys. Speaking of Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Bitters are fun. They're really fun. You can also bake with them.
Since I've had a Bloody Mary, I want it.
Yeah. You got to get like really hungover and then go Sunday morning to somewhere.
Lucky
brunch,
13.
Whatever. Yeah.
Church.
That's the last time.
Go to church.
I feel like this is
the Church of Bloody
Something
Mary.
You've done before.
Well, I think that's a normal like Sunday morning beverage. Like if you go to Sunday brunch, it's often served because I don't know if you've tried. I mean, I have had experience with hangovers. Yes, I have in my years.
Yeah.
And I know that a Bloody Mary is surprisingly helpful.
Are you okay?
Jenny, you poured that. Not you, Jenny. Not you.
What?
Wait for Party Jenny to come out.
Yeah, yeah. Hangover Jenny freaking hates Party Jenny. She's like, screw you, bitch.
Oh my God.
What did you do to me? But thankfully, there's Bloody Marys.
That's the last time. Actually, the last time I had a Bloody Mary was at Lucky 13. And I'm sure you two have had the Bloody Mary from Lucky 13, have you
I
not?
I think I have.
Oh, my God.
I haven't. It's, I haven't had one for a while either.
It's one of those, it's full of the olives and giant strip of bacon in the cellar. It's it's like a meal. Like you need a fork to eat it.
They are like a meal.
It's crazy. So that's probably one of the best Bloody Marys I've ever had.
The last Bloody Mary I had, I think, was at Alta. We went there because I go to Alta on Sundays during the ski season, and they have Collins Grill. It's kind of a fancy place to eat in the Watson Lodge or Watson's Shelter, I think they call it. But they have a Bloody Mary, and I believe it had a jalapeno popper, bacon wrapped jalapeno popper.
Ooh.
Is a garnish. So that was pretty fun.
Sounds tasty.
I like a good jalapeno popper with cream cheese.
So do I.
Yeah.
I just want like a grilled cheese on a stick.
Ooh. I think I've seen that.
With my Bloody Mary.
Yeah. I think I've seen that.
I'll dip that shit in.
That's all girl you went up right now. I got cheese.
So I bet there's a lot of Bloody Mary porn on Instagram. You could probably follow like a hashtag or something. Like,
but I don't know if you want to.
Well, I don't Google mean. That. Okay. You know. Like good, yeah, that's good photos, like sexy photos of Bloody Marys. That's what I mean.
Hmm.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I'm just saying, if you were to Google
you sound like such a Bloody Mary. I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't know what you were thinking, young man.
You said Bloody Mary porn.
Go to your
room.
We're
talking about drinks. I get that. But if you Google that, what do you think's going to pop up? Not going to be drinks.
Mike, I'm looking at you.
I'll let you tell me because I've never. I bet you've Googled it before. Come on.
What?
It's in your history.
It's in my history.
Girls don't look at porn. What are you talking about?
Here I go.
I'm just kidding. Oh, Lauren.
Wait, what? What happened? What? Sorry.
Keep searching.
Okay. Bloody Mary porn.
Don't do it.
Okay, you've been looking at the results for like 5 minutes now. Are you going to tell us what you see?
5 minutes.
Were you the world's slowest typer?
No, I'm just
Let's go. I'm getting old here.
Okay, the first thing that pops up.
Oh, God.
Is there's no images. It's just I'm looking at the titles.
There's no images.
No.
Child safety on?
The child safety on your Google search?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing? There probably is.
Probably.
I don't have kids, so what do I know?
The first thing that comes up, Bloody Mary porn videos from Pornhub.com. I'm just going to click on that.
It's like porn horror, right?
Oh, no.
Hold on. Here I go.
I don't like this.
Does anybody want to taste?
I'd love a taste of that.
I love that there is a state of Utah warning.
Oh, God.
Wow.
There is.
I didn't. Oh, that must be.
That's long, too.
Thank you, Utah legislature.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad that you paid Pornhub for that.
Do you need like a. God.
Oh, dear.
One of these?
We can just splash it there.
Here. So, I just offered Lauren a taste of the spirit, the botanical spirit that I use, the Melier. I tasted it when I was there. When we did. Oh, that's another thing we did with Hot Bombshells. We went to the Water Pocket. And Alan showed us around, and it was fascinating what he does there. That is just so cool what they do over there with he has so many like, I don't know, botanicals, different kinds of cinnamon and just all kinds of stuff. And then he has one of those mortars and pestles, and he'll like, okay, smell it. And then he'll put it in the mortar and pestle and he'll smash it up and he'll now smell it. And it's like, oh, look, it's different. And it's like, and he's just like this encyclopedia of knowledge about ancient spirits and botanicals and things like that. It's really
I have
fun.
A feeling I should know what a mortar and pestle
oh,
is.
Oh, so it's like a...
It's a smashy bowl.
Yeah, a bowl with like a...
Oh, like an apothecary.
Yeah.
That they made drugs with in old-timey days.
Well, it's a way to like mash, like grind things.
Yeah, I got it.
By hand. Yep. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, or muddle, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. People do that, but... Yeah, if you were like a, I don't know, a healer who worked with healing
or
herbs.
Or a pharmacist.
Or a pharmacist or just a person in a kitchen with making cool things. And
I use it for cumin seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Toast them up and then give them a little smashy smash.
Yeah. I keep wanting one and I have not gotten around to buying one, but.
I thrifted one.
Oh.
It's made of marble.
See, I need to do more like thrifting.
Marble.
You guys
yes, you do.
I do.
Wow. Good find. Yeah. Marble. Oh, what'd you pay for that?
What do you think of that?
$3 or something. Yeah. I think this smells like a gingerbread house.
Oh.
Ooh.
Like right on.
So let me see what it says is in this.
Like I can taste the icing that's been sitting
I'm glad out. You did that because I kind of wanted to do it myself. Yeah. I'm like, I'm curious, what does it just taste like on its own? Yeah. And it tastes like a gingerbread.
I haven't even tasted it yet. It just smells like a gingerbread house.
It doesn't say what is actually in it. I'm trying to see. He doesn't disclose.
I think like ginger, star anise.
Mm.
There's some sort of root and maybe some sassafras or something.
Fresh flowering herbs from the Carmelite convents of the Provençal. And see, I don't speak French, so I do not do the French pronunciation very well. Do you want to try some?
Are there herbs on there?
It doesn't say what.
Okay.
It just says,
I'm just curious.
Inspired by the Eau de Melisse de Carme. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Provence.
So fluent.
I learned Spanish in high school, so I can do that.
You sound grossed out.
So interesting. I have not even tasted it yet, but.
Well, thanks.
Okay, here we go.
Well, we tasted a bunch of things, and this is one of the things that really stood out to me. I also really like the Amaros that they make there, and there's one called Box Death Hollow that I just adore. And this one I don't tend to sip neat. You can, but I think it's definitely, it's something you can use instead of gin in any cocktail. It's easy to just throw it in.
That's really interesting.
Got a lovely smell.
Yeah. I'm sticking with the gingerbread house thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, I'm not getting that at all.
No?
Mm-mm.
I guess I should join the party.
I can think of, like, my 8-year-old self, like, finding the gingerbread house that we, like, put up on the mantle and hadn't touched for a few months, and I was like, well, I'm going to eat it.
I'm getting...
And then it's all, like, stale?
Yeah, it's, like, hard to chew on, but it still tastes good.
Okay.
Because it's sugar, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
I'm getting pine.
Pine.
Peppermint. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of.
Maybe I should look up.
I hate to say this. Vicks VapoRub.
You hate to say what?
It reminds me of Vicks VapoRub.
Oh.
That's not necessarily
like
bad.
Like kind of a menthol.
Mentholy, yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
But it's got a really.
Medicinal. Smell. It has like a medicinal quality. I bet it is medicinal.
Did you drink yours? Oh, look at that.
I've been getting there.
Mm. Eau de Melisse. Or is that, I don't know if that's how you say it. It just looks like Melisse with an E instead of an, like Melissa, but.
Whoa. Whew.
You all right?
Yeah.
Ooh, it says it's.
You want me to call a taxi?
I'm good.
Comforting, invigorating, and ideal for digestive problems, fatigue, and motion sickness.
Ooh. Oh. Oh.
I would take this over Fernet any day.
What's
this
that?
This is a.
Fernet Branca.
Different.
I don't know what that is.
It's a digestif.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I really like for digestifs. That's what I use the Amaro for that they make. Oh, yeah, you can put more. You can put that in your cocktail and give it a little bit more of a punch.
This is a. Wow. Wow.
It's good.
Mm.
It's not very often that you're struck dumb.
Frequently, actually.
Lost for words.
Yeah, it's got some kick to it. I just a little sip there, and then it's very warm as it travels.
Going back to the cocktail after sipping on that for a second is really fun.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Try it. Get there. Go and do it.
There's nothing to it.
Wow.
Even you can do it.
I don't know what you're singing, but it's very cute.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I have a feeling that the CBD, whatever the hell that was I put under my tongue earlier. Man, I feel really good.
Good.
Yeah, this stuff from Water Pocket's really good. What's it called again?
It's called Melier. M-I-M-E-L-I-A-E.
Melier.
I don't know. I don't. They have all kinds of interesting names.
I don't know.
For their spirits.
Lauren, for some reason, I thought you spoke French.
Sure don't. Nope.
She just seems very cultured. I think that's all it is.
You absolutely do. Like, you have hidden culture about you.
Fake it until you make it, baby.
Word. Shit, that's dope.
Cool.
Well, I'm done with my cocktail. Oh,
take it easy. Drunk.
I'm like halfway through.
I'm savoring.
It was very refreshing.
Savor it now. Wow, that just, that's really, this stuff is just, it warms.
It's good.
Yeah.
They also have a spirit called Snow Angel that I like. It's a kumel, I think is what they call it. It's an
kumel.
K-U-M-M-E-L. I don't know if that's how you say it. Again, I don't know how to pronounce anything, but it's some kind of spirit that's got a history. I don't know.
Wow.
It's like
that
historical.
Well, go on.
So at Water Pocket, they make a lot of these historical. They kind of like reinvent these historical types of spirits.
Yes.
So that's one of them, and it's very kind of Christmassy. And he suggested that I keep it in the freezer and drink it really cold. Mm. And the contrast of like how cold it is, and then it's very warming as well. But it has a lot of like these botanicals that kind of it to me it smells a little like eggnog when I smell it. It has this like essence or you know what else it kind of reminds me of? You remember the absinthe that I had? Yeah. Remember that from Holy Stone?
Yeah.
It has a similar kind of aroma and flavor to that Holy Stone absinthe. I don't there may be some similar ingredients that they're using that I'm noticing in both. Mm-hmm. But
interesting.
I put that into my flask when I'm skiing. It's kind of a Christmas thing that I do sometimes. I'll take it skiing and just sip on the Snow Angel. And you can make cocktails with it too, but I haven't actually experimented too much with that yet. But I'd like to.
Well, now that you're talking about Christmas, maybe that's kind of what this reminds me of. It's Christmassy. It just like has that warm...
The cocktail?
No,
the mayonnaise
the spirit that we're drinking. Whatever.
The mayonnaise?
The mayonnaise?
The malaise.
What the fuck? The mayonnaise? You are high.
Yeah. However you pronounce it. Can you spell into Siri a word and will she say how you pronounce it? Can you do that?
I don't know Siri. I don't have
Siri. I think you can do that.
I'll cover it, but you got to give me a minute.
Okay. I'm not an Apple.
Well, I have a work phone that's Apple, but
I'm not
if you spell a word, she will say it in the dialect you should pronounce it.
Oh, you guys, you know what we should also taste?
What?
The bitters.
Just by themselves?
You just put a drop on your hand.
Okay.
You want to try?
Yeah.
That's the burnt honey hops.
Oh, okay.
Bitters. I use that in a lot of, that's actually a really good one. I have made a peach iced tea with also Water Pocket made a peach whiskey. So I made a peach iced tea and used the burnt honey hops in that as well. And it was
kind of tasty. Good.
What?
Spaghetti? Nah, I don't think that's right.
Melier. Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, I think that is right. Melier. Millier.
Millier. All right.
Maybe
maybe
you have to type in the Ile de Malisque as well.
Well, time to try these bitters here.
Do you know what just sounded?
It's delicious.
You know what was interesting about this? The burnt honey hops is that. They actually use hops, just whatever people bring her hops from that they've been growing. So a lot of them are just, she doesn't even know what kind of hops they are. They're just like random hops.
Like whole cone? Like?
Yeah. Like,
or pellets?
No. Like people will bring her their harvest, like their fresh hops.
That's
and
fun.
They do like the honey too. They like cook it down until it's like really concentrated. That's why it's called burnt honey. Cause I guess they just cook it until it's like real thick. It's not actually burnt, but it's like almost like caramelly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Can I see how you spell that again?
Which the
the spirit here from
Melier
water.
Water pocket. Yes.
I've had water in my pocket before.
I've got water in my pocket.
And another water pocket singing a...
And my other one is giving a peace sign. What the hell? I did see Alanis Morissette last year. That was actually...
Nice.
That was the concert that I was supposed to go to in 2020 that got postponed like twice, and I finally got to go last year. It was great.
See, the thing is, I wanted to go see that show because wow, that's great. Love but her. I'd heard she did her set, didn't interact with the audience, and that was it. No. Did she talk to the audience?
No, she did. No, I thought it was fine. It was great. She was interactive and like, wow, I liked it. I had no problems with it. I didn't feel like she did sing a lot. I mean, she's the singer.
Sure.
Right. I don't like it when they just stand there and talk the whole time either.
But wasn't the whole point to this particular concert? She was she did in its entirety the Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, it was like the 25th anniversary, I want to say.
Yeah.
It was
dear Lord.
Yeah. I that was such a good album. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was nonstop. You couldn't get away from it.
But it was so huge. It's crazy how there's actually a documentary on HBO about Alanis if you want to check that out, because it's really,
I saw some of her like
he
some
has
of
it
her
on DVD.
Oh yeah, and VHS. I think.
What's the other one? The beta. Track
beta, yes, and laser disc.
Oh yeah,
those
yeah.
are indestructible, aren't they?
They absolutely are.
I don't know,
vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl. Actually,
yes, I'm playing it
is
on
that
record.
A Victrola in the corner
with the big. Yeah. Oh, Lauren, you make me laugh. Thank you.
Sorry,
so laughter is the best medicine. And booze.
Just kidding. It's beer.
Yeah, and beer. So cool.
You guys didn't laugh at my joke. Shut up, Jenny.
Oh, sorry. I'm not doing my job.
Party Jenny's back.
You gotta have like Jenny, welcome. I need the flashing sign that says laughter. Whoa,
what the fuck was that?
It's Malia. Oh.
Malia.
Malia?
Malia.
Malia.
No, I think that's the sound in your speaker saying Malia. Low battery. Oh,
Malia. I had
Do
a girl.
Do we have the correct pronunciation of your name?
God.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry that wasn't helpful. So, Malia?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that Alan, who made that cult, said Melier or something like that.
I had a girlfriend named Malia.
Malia. I think it's like Malia, though.
Actually, that's the last girlfriend I had was Malia.
Mm. Malia.
Yeah, let's, rub it in. That's great. Pour, she's married now with two kids.
Story.
As let's pour some is out for most Malia. Of the women I've ever dated. Not that it matters. We hope you've enjoyed part one of the Crafty Beer Girls podcast reunion. Join us for part two. Streaming now on all major media platforms like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. God
damn you, fucking chainsaw man. You motherfuckers, I'm trying to work in here.
Boy, I really need to get like a studio, not record this from, you know, my apartment. Where they're apparently doing a woodsman show outside. Unless that's Jackal doing a live performance. Oh, for God's sakes. Of all days to cut trees, it had to be today. Fuck. Is he even cutting the tree, or is he just trying to be manly by revving the engine of the chainsaw? Because that is obnoxious. To address your questions, comments, concerns, or be a part of the Crafty Beer Girls podcast, please write to craftybeergirlsblog@gmail.com. That's craftybeergirlsblog
gmail.com. The Crafty Beer Girls podcast was recorded and edited by Mike the Janitor Millen. The Crafty Beer Girls podcast reunion is a feature presentation of Millen Around Studios and is executive produced by Jenny Schaefer. The Crafty Beer Girls podcast is hosted by Sister Missionary of Utah Craft Beer, Jenny Schaefer, and certified Cicerone, Lauren Lurch.
Now, goddamn Jason Voorhees.